The large black 12-cylinder Tatra T80 from the early 1930s that was once the personal limousine of the first Czechoslovak president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, survived the Second World War hiding under a pile of tyres. The car was later featured in the collections of the National Technical Museum in Prague and has just gone in display at the Chrome Jewels exhibition in Vienna. Jan Richter has the story.
Founder of Czechoslovakia and its first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, was 85 when he bought his last car in 1935, a massive black 12-cylinder Tatra 80. However, Masaryk never learned to drive and was always chauffeured. After he died 2 years later, the Tatra passed on to a foundation he had established. But when Nazi Germany occupied the country in 1939, a loyal car enthusiast from Benešov, central Bohemia, thought it would be safer to hide the car to save it from the Nazis. Jarmila Slavičková, the daughter of the loyal car fan, says that what escaped the eyes of the Nazi police did not escape her.
We used to have a large garage in Benešov, and it was full of tires. When my father wanted to please me, he sometimes took me with him to the garage, and I have been allowed to climb the chimney of tires from the bottom to the ceiling. And one day, when I was there, I climbed to the very end of this garage, and suddenly I saw the black car.
Recollecting the wartime years of her childhood, Jarmila Slavičková says that the discovery made her father very nervous, as the whole family could get into serious trouble for hiding such a valuable artifact.
First of all, he was not very pleased with me, but when I saw it, I saw it. So he climbed with me and opened the car and allowed me to sit inside and said that this car belongs to President Masaryk. We also found the brush there, and there were initial TGM, and we took it for the memory. As far as I remember, my parents had this brush behind the glass in our living room.
After the war, the president's personal Tatra was returned to the Masaryk Institute, which handed it over to the National Technical Museum in Prague in 1957. It was put on display, but the name of its first owner, not a favorite of the communist, was not revealed. Petr Kožišek is the curator of the transport collections at the National Technical Museum in Prague.
For a long time, there was no mention of its first owner. It was simply exhibited as a 12-cylinder Tatra, but the important information that it was a car of Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk was missing in the caption.
The black Tatra 80 is featured at an exhibition of cars owned by famous people at the Technical Museum in Vienna, which runs until March 2008.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks to Jan Richter for that report.